Welcome to the Brickville Podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Brickville. Day 38. New sight. We want to see how you save and heal. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 31, verses 23 to 24. Love the Lord, all you His saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts in pride. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 to 34. While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went through all that district. And as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And their eyes were opened. And Jesus sternly warned them, "See that no one knows about it." But they went away and spread his fame through all that district. As they were going away, behold, a demon-oppressed man who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the mute man spoke. And the crowd marveled, saying, "Never was anything like this seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out demons by the prince of demons." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. If you were there watching what had happened, that Jesus healed the sick woman, resurrected the dead girl, opened the two blind men's eyes, and healed the mute, what would you say to other people? Wow, I have never seen that and I can't believe it could happen. Jesus is Lord. This is what I would say. But see what the Pharisees said. It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons. How could they say like that? Bishop N.T. Wright tells us why the Pharisees said that, because they did not believe and so they could not be able to see what was really happening. So, Bishop N.T. Wright says, here is the mystery. Jesus has the power to heal, but those who receive it are those with faith. And the word Matthew uses for healing in verse 21 and 22 is save, rescue. No early Christian would miss the point. What Jesus was doing was the beginning of his work of rescuing the world, saving the world from everything that polluted, defaced, and destroyed it. And those who would benefit would be those who would believe. That's from Bishop N.T. Wright. How do you believe in Jesus that you know what had happened is real? What have you seen? Have you received your new sight because you are being resurrected and transformed by Jesus that you can see clearly? It is Jesus who saved us and bring healing to this world. What I got from Jesus today is a new awareness of our new being, just like what John Newton wrote his famous hymn, Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Those Pharisees thought that they were doing everything for God. They were so righteous, so good and wise. But in fact, they were wretches. They were blind and they stayed blind all the times of their lives. Have you received a new sight from Jesus? How good are you able to see Jesus saves and heals? Well, let me tell you, the closer you are with Jesus each day, the clearer you can see how Jesus works. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to be able to believe in you and to be close to you that we can receive the new sight from you. We want to see how you saves and heals. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, can you share an experience about how blind you were before you received Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Number two, have you received the new sight from Jesus? How good are you able to see Jesus saves and heals? Can you share an experience? Number three, do you know the way or secret of being able to see more things Jesus wants you to see? Family Corner. Number one, share the stories of how your family members saw how Jesus saves and heals. Number two, how can you tell stories in your family about how Jesus opens your eyes to see your own weakness? Then, stories about how Jesus opens your eyes to see new things. Let us bless the Lord. Let us bless the Lord.
Still my soul would sing your praise.